Hey y'all, Carthen here with a quick announcement on a topic I wanted to just talk to y'all about. I was going to write this big old blog out thing, but I figured, it's early, I might as well just speak to y'all. Kind of talk off the top of my head about this topic. So the topic is spicy audios. And by spicy audios, I don't mean just erotic content, but actually pushing the boundaries of sweet and comfort. So originally on YouTube, because I did longer previews there, a lot of my topics had to be pretty tame in terms of kinks and fetishes. And that was fine. It seemed to work okay. Everybody seemed to like it. But I'd always get requests from people to want to hear more, want to hear something darker. And before I was on YouTube, I did a lot of darker audios, and I missed them, actually. Now that YouTube gave me the strike, and made me take down all of my erotic audios, it made me realize that now that I'm doing erotic audios only through Patreon, I have the ability to kind of do darker topics, cover darker fetishes, cover rougher scenes. And you've seen that in the past couple of months with some of my erotic audios. Now, for some of you, this is great, and for some of you, it's not. What I wanted to address was the fact that while I will be delving into darker things, and I will be delving into some personal, like fetishes I like, fetishes I don't like, just the kind of trying to round out the board and address the big poll I did a couple of weeks ago, wherein I asked which of these fetishes you'd like to hear audios on. While I will be doing a lot more audios towards those, I will still also be doing sweet, cuddly, romantic audios. The problem is, I only do 2 erotic audios a month, right? So I can't just... I'll be mixing it up. But I can't just do one sweet thing, one dark thing a month, because that would not... There's so many dark things, you know? Sweet is just one of a ton of flavors. So, yeah, you will be seeing sweet audios. Will you be seeing them all the time? Probably not. Will you be seeing a lot more darker audios? Yes, but I'll continue to tag them like I have been. And, I'm sorry if this isn't for you and it's not something you like, but I've been wanting to branch out and do different things for a while now, and I'm glad that this opportunity to do erotic audio solely through Patreon makes it so that I can now do those things. Because these are, as you know, I love acting out yandere characters, I love acting out darker characters, and this is a way for me to start doing that. Now, I have plenty of erotic audios in the past that are cute and sweet, romantic and charming and lovely and soft and nice and cuddly, and I'll still be doing those moving forward. Just I'll also be doing other stuff that I wasn't able to do before. So if you're not into the darker stuff, if you're not into the kinky stuff, but you can sit through it, I promise you, you'll still be getting the same cuddly, sweet Carthen that you've always known. But for those of you, like myself, who've been waiting for darker, kinkier, more exotic things, you'll be seeing more of that too. So if you have any questions or concerns, please let me know in the comments below, or please, send me a message. But that's how things are going to be moving forward. You're going to see some cute stuff, some romantic stuff, some cuddly stuff, just like you always have. But you'll also be seeing some new stuff, and I'll be able to venture into places that I haven't been able to venture before. And I hope you stick around. But if you don't, I fully understand. No hard feelings. I love y'all, and I do these audios on YouTube and on Patreon for y'all, This is a safe place for you to explore fantasies, kinks, fetishes. One thing I've always liked about audio work is that through audio roleplay, like the stuff that you see on YouTube, you can kind of immerse yourself in these fantasies and these experiences. But through audio erotica, you can experience fetishes and kinks that you may not normally be able to do in real life because they're legal, dangerous, exploitative. But here, in the realm of audio and fantasy, it's perfectly safe. No one's being exploited, no one's being hurt, no one's being manipulated, no one's being put in danger. You know, it's just a safe place to explore roleplay fantasies, and that's what I love about audio erotica. And I hope y'all do love it, or you can learn to love it too. Anyways, again, if you have any questions or concerns, let me know. If you have to leave, I fully understand. I hold no grudges, and I'm sorry I can't be who you want me to be anymore, but I'm personally looking forward to being able to branch out a little more and try out different things. You're still going to get your sweet and cuddly Cardlin, I promise. I love him too. It's just, he's come of age now and wants to try different things, so there's nothing wrong with that. Alright, I love y'all. Have a great rest of your week. Again, if you have any questions or whatever, just let me know. Cheers!